So yeah, if you want to move, do it now. If you want to be with some particular people, then feel free. And yeah, if you want to, you can kind of shuffle your small, we're a bit flat across here. So if you want to shuffle into more discussion groups, I feel like it's a little bit like pub quiz on a Sunday. So over the, oh yeah, we got some table one over here. So I'm actually not going to make you share back or anything. This is purely for your own benefit. And I think discussion is great for us to kind of reflect and apply what we have been learning over the next over the past few weeks and kind of cement it into our lives as, in a more practical way. And for us to hear from each other and other people, because I think that is so valuable. So over the past few weeks, Philip and John have been talking about Jesus and some of his attributes or kind of characteristics. And yeah, this is going to just kind of refresh our minds over the, oh, is this the clicker? Eh? Do I press this one? No, this one. Where am I aiming it? Oh, yeah, there we go. I just need to press it harder. So we have Jesus and his humanity. So that was the first one that Philip spoke on. Jesus and his humility. And then last week, John talked about the temptation of Jesus. And so the previous slide said Jesus here and now. And I think just that came from the newsletter, from what Philip had written up. And it just reminds us that we're not just talking about his, Jesus as a historical figure or someone that we're just remembering or memorialising. We are talking about the Jesus that is here with us now and abides with us and wants to be in our discussions and the way that we talk to one another. And so, yeah, his word is living and active in us and through us. And so just, I guess, to remember that this morning. So the very first one was his humanity. And so when I think about Jesus' humanity, we think about the things that made him human and that we can kind of relate to, I guess. And Philip started off by saying, Jesus likes being human. And I thought that was a really great quote. As humans, we are created in God's image. And it's something, there's something deeply special about the human qualities that Jesus revealed through his life on earth while still being fully God. And an example that often resonates with me was Jesus's need to withdraw and be in solitude and to pray and be with God and to rest. And so I'll just read from Mark 1 about when Jesus had been out healing and he'd been driving out demons. And it says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, everyone is looking for you. And for me as a mother, I feel like that really resonates with me as well. You know, you kind of want to withdraw, find those moments of peace and just to connect with God again. And often we're found again. But even Jesus had that need. It was a very human need for rest and for solitude. So what I'm going to get you to do is in your groups, I've got two questions up here for his humanity and I'm going to break it into the three sections and we're going to discuss them and then I'll call you back and then we'll move on to the next one. So what examples, I've given you one, but what examples from the Gospels best highlight Jesus's humanity? So you can look it up together, you can, something that comes to mind, or you might want to Google where the reference is, but talk about it together and maybe read it in the passage. Make sure you involve the kids, get them into your discussion too. And then the second part of that is what parts of Jesus's humanity most resonate with your own daily life, so they kind of go together. So what I'm going to do is give you like 4 or 5 minutes for that. And if the conversation dies out, that's great and I will move on. But yeah, now's your chance to have a little chat together and then I'll draw you back in after that. Okay, you'll wrap up your discussion. I wasn't going to open the floor, but does anyone have something really pressing or great that they discussed that they wanted to call out, or any particular pertinent thoughts? No? Great. Yeah, great. Yeah, you guys were talking about anger when he flipped the tables at the temple when they were selling things, yeah, that they shouldn't have been doing. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get to that. That's right. Great. Cool. Awesome. So the next one is humility. On my slides, I didn't have the questions, so it gave like a little bit of a run-in before you got the questions, but that's all right. So Philip was reading through Philippians 2, so I'm just going to read a verse from that when speaking about humility. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. So in a similar way, we've got what examples from the Gospels highlight Jesus's humility. So examples that you can think of where Jesus humbled himself. Obviously, he humbled himself to die a human death. But what other ways, one that comes to mind is, actually, I'm not going to tell you because it's a good one. All right, you can think of them. And so you can find that. If you can find the passage, there's an extra 10 points. So maybe Liana's even got lollies left. If you can find the reference and read it together. And then I want you to think a bit more personally about how you've seen Jesus's humility modelled to you in your own life. So maybe someone in this church family, maybe someone close to you in your family, or someone that you have admired in your life that has shown real humility, Christ-like humility in your life. And if that feels too personal for you, then also someone in the Bible that has shown humility. So I can think of some in the Old Testament, thinking about David's humility coming to fight Goliath with his sling and a stone. So who can you think of in the Bible that has shown this kind of humility? And I'll give you 5 minutes. Off you go. Okay, wrap up your last kind of comments and thoughts. Cool. Does anyone want to share back? Any thoughts? Yes. Hand at the back. Oh, she was nominating someone else. Oh, great. Give us a couple. Yeah, great. Nice. There you go, Liana. There you go, your lolly from Liana. Yeah, that's a great one. Yes. Yep. Nice. Well, that's all right. That's a good one. I hadn't had a thought of that one. Yeah, nice. Cool. Yay, Deborah. The humble servant. Yeah, great. Has anyone got a personal testimony of that in their own lives that they want to share? Ultimate humility. Human body. Cool. All right, so the last theme that we talked about was the temptation of Jesus. And unfortunately, John, I wasn't here last week and I couldn't find your talk on the website, so I'm going a bit blind. But Jesus' humanity meant that he was also tempted as we are tempted. And Hebrews says, he was tempted in every way, yet did not sin. So this is, you know, quite a heavy one to land on to finish. But I'd love us to kind of just find some encouragement from scriptures together. So first of all, have a chat about what key biblical figures fell into temptation. And obviously we have the original sin. But there are others throughout the Bible, and I can think of a few sort of Old Testament Bible heroes. And what were the consequences of falling into that temptation? So have a little chat about that. And then what I want you to do is find one or two of the passages below. So there's one in Corinthians, one in Hebrews, and a couple in James that talk about temptation. But they also offer us some encouragement. And so according to the passages, what encouragement can we find for ourselves now in our daily lives from those passages? So have a little chat about that together as your final discussion point. Off you go. One or two of those verses. You can do that now. Make sure that you finish off with that. Enough time? Yep. Cool. Hopefully you got through some of your thoughts and everyone had a chance to share something in your discussion time. Does anyone want to share back for this last one? You know, I got. Yeah. No matter what we look like or feel like. Yep. Great. Cool. Great. Well, hopefully you got something out of that and yeah, we're blessed by that time together. I think just for this last, I think we've got enough time. So I reckon if one or two people in your group could pray for your group together, doesn't matter if you don't necessarily know everyone's names or anything, but yeah, maybe just a couple of points that you've talked about or that you want to pray over for your group. So I'll give you a couple of minutes just to do that to close rather than me doing it from the front. And yeah, and then I'll get Mike back up to close our time together. Cool.